Hello folks, how's it going? You're very welcome to A History of Change, the podcast. In this episode, we are going to look at the impact of the Ulster plantations on Ireland. So, the Ulster plantations, which began in earnest in 1609, would continue for the next number of centuries. So the continued arrival of Scottish and English settlers had profound changes on Ulster and the rest of Ireland. So, as these settlers arrived from Britain, Gaelic Irish people kind of refused to sort of adopt their customs. And as a result, it created two distinct identities and cultures in Irish society. And these would have major impacts on settlement and conflict in the province of Ulster for the next number of centuries. So the first major impact of the Ulster plantation is a change in land ownership. So the plantation involved the confiscation of large tracts of land from Irish chieftains and Gaelic lords who previously held feudal titles to these lands. Okay, so Gaelic Irish landowners and renters were dispossessed or removed from their properties. And often they were forced to settle in kind of, you know, poor land in fringe areas, maybe in mountains and in wooded areas, okay? And instead, this land was given to English and Scottish settlers, and these settlers established farms, built defensive features, and brought their religion, customs, culture, language, and law with them. The second major impact of the Ulster plantation was a new religion and a new identity. So the continued arrival of settlers from predominantly England and Scotland brought two new Christian denominations, okay? So the Protestant, Anglican, and Presbyterian religions began to spread rapidly throughout Ulster, okay? So the Protestant Anglicans were predominantly English settlers, and the Presbyterians were predominantly Scottish settlers. Now, the idea was that the Gaelic Irish would eventually join these churches, but that proved to be unsuccessful, and it led to two main religious groups in Ireland. This will have long-lasting consequences for Ireland, as there is a deep religious divide between Protestants and Catholics that would shape both identities and conflicts in Ireland for centuries to come. The divide created between Catholic and Protestant would also create two distinctive cultural groups: Unionists, who were usually Anglican Protestant or Presbyterian and wanted Ireland to be part of the United Kingdom, and Nationalists, who were usually Catholics who believed Ireland should be independent from British rule. And it's these two distinctive cultures that led to probably the third major impact of the plantations, and that was conflict. Okay, so several conflicts have arisen in Ireland between the Catholic and Protestant settlers. In 1603, penal laws were introduced which heavily discriminated against the Catholics of Ireland. In 1641, a rebellion broke out when Catholics massacred Protestant settlers. In response to this, the English sent General Oliver Cromwell on the 15th of August 1649 to avenge the massacre of the Protestant settlers. Cromwell travelled throughout Ireland. First, he slaughtered the entire population of Drogheda, County Louth, which included women and children. He then travelled throughout Ireland to avenge the massacre of the Protestants and suppress the Catholic rebellion. It's believed around 200,000 Irish Catholics were killed at his hand, while many others were sent as slaves to the Caribbean. This became known as the Cromwellian Plantation, and it's probably the first major conflict that occurred from the plantations. Another conflict occurred between 1920 and 1922, following the foundation of Northern Ireland. During these years, around 500 people were killed, 23,000 were made homeless, and around 50,000 fled the north due to violence and intimidation. Most of this violence was directed towards the Catholic population of Belfast. In more recent times, one of the most major conflicts to occur as a result of the plantations was the Troubles, which occurred from the late 1960s to 1998. As a result of this, about 3,500 people would lose their lives, both on the Catholic and Protestant side. You will learn more about this topic in Chapter 19. Another major impact of the plantations, particularly on settlement, was the growth of new towns. So, because part of the plantation involved the urbanisation of Ulster, new towns were built to accommodate new settlers. Many of these, I suppose, new towns were seen as a way to control and civilise and modernise Ulster. Some of the new towns that were established include Bangor, Omagh, and Enniskillen. They usually followed kind of a similar layout, an English style of architecture. These towns would have straight, wide streets to allow for the efficient movement of people and goods. They usually were centred around a central diamond or square, and this is where markets and fairs were held. They usually were surrounded by a defensive wall known as a bawn, and this was to protect the people who lived in the town and keep out maybe Irish people who had lost their land. They were also usually laid out in a gridiron street pattern, which simply meant that the streets intersected at right angles. The construction of these new towns meant that Ireland became a more urbanised society. Another major impact of the Ulster plantation was its impact on culture. So there was profound cultural changes in Ireland as a result. For example, the Irish language, which we all spoke, was gradually replaced by the English language as more English-speaking settlers continued to arrive. The arrival of Scottish settlers also led to the development of the Ulster Scots language. Eventually, the English language became the official language in schools and other institutions. The Gaelic Brehon Law was also replaced with the English Common Law as well. The final major impact we're going to look at is new farming methods. So new settlers in Ulster brought with them new modern ways of farming. So new methods of crop cultivation, including the use of ploughs, new seed varieties and crop rotation, meant an increase in farm productivity in Ireland. Many of the forests around Ulster were cut down and cleared to grow crops. These new farming methods actually improve farming productivity. Flax was later grown, which contributed to the growth of the linen industries in the province. This would also contribute to the industrialisation of Ulster, while the rest of Ireland remained largely rural and underdeveloped. The plantations remain a very controversial issue to this day. So, from a unionist perspective, the plantation was seen as a way of bringing economic development and stability to the region. Today, many unionists commemorate their ancestors' heritage through bonfires and other celebrations. One such unionist group, known as the Orange Order, march every year on the 12th of July to commemorate the victory of Protestant King William of Orange over Catholic King James II at the Battle of the Boyne in 1690. Other unionist parades commemorate the contribution of Ulster regiments in World War I, such as the 36th Ulster Division at the Battle of the Somme. Violent clashes between Catholics and Protestants are not uncommon during parade season, as some of the parade routes cross into Catholic areas. In many parts of Ulster, Catholics and Protestants continue to live in segregated or separated communities that are divided by peace walls in an effort to prevent violence between both communities. Examples include the Protestant Shankill Road community and the Catholic Falls Road community in Belfast. As we said, the most significant long-term consequence of the Ulster Plantation was the Troubles, which was an ongoing conflict which went on from the late 90s until about 1998, which you will learn more about in a later chapter. Despite the religious divide in some parts of Ulster, efforts have been made to bring both communities together. One such example is East Belfast GEA, which was established in 2020 in what is a largely Protestant part of the city. The club actively promotes inclusion from both the Catholic and Protestant communities, helping to bring together people from both sides of the divide.